So we've heard some real good things spoken about, and I'm gonna hope to do a good job. Maybe, hopefully, I'll do as good as our last speakers. So the four of us are going to be speaking about public relations. I had a bit of trouble figuring out what exactly we were talking about, but finally had it explained to me. I want to first start out with John 3:16. We all know this verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And you can listen to the world, and it tends to sometimes that there'll be maybe Jews or Catholics or any other world religion. Some will say that they're the chosen people, that God predestined them to be his people. But in John 3:16, we can see that it is the whole world that God has wanted. And, you know, the world, each and every day, we can see that it's a corrupt place. The world in and of itself is sinful. All human beings are sinful creatures, and we as Christians should be less sinful and always striving to be more and more like God. And our job also is to help a corrupt world to become uncorrupt. And so often we hear that Christians have a bad image. Over many years, there have been Christians that have made themselves into a bad image, which gave people a bad image about all Christians. And there are some Christians that will be fun-loving. And like my dad spoke about on Wednesday, they don't really give a whole lot of scripture, but you can learn about their staff and balloons and such. And so, although that may be a good image, it is not a truthful image. In Matthew 10, starting with verse 16, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues, and ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in the same hour what ye shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children rise up against the parents and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but ye unto another. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in the city, flee ye unto another. Verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Lord, the Son of Man, be come. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord." See, a serpent is a clever creature. It knows when and how to strike. It knows a way to move along the grass. They know how to be stealthy. But as we're supposed to be, always be ready, as a serpent is, to defend our faith. See, so many times, I like to go onto this website called YouTube, and I'll watch videos and such, and a statement may be said about the Christian faith. And so often it will be, of course, a bad image. And there was a video, a lady was in front of a college, and she was reading scripture, and she was defending her faith. She was a college student, apparently had been picked on a lot, and she ended up just defending her faith, and finally back talking to all the people that spoke bad about her and her faith. And it turned out that one guy thought it would be funny to go up to her and stick his finger in her face and say, "You ain't got no waffles." Now, they thought it was funny. But we as Christians, we should be always we shouldn't be feeling, or we shouldn't be overreact to anything that anybody may do. See, what she did, he kept on saying that to her. She kept on reading. We should likewise always be striving to save others and to not be falling into persecution. And some may make a bad image of the Christians in general by they are so gentle as a dove that they tend to not give the fact that if they're not saved, plain and simple, that they're going to go to hell. They tend to make things gentle and to where they don't want to scare people off. And some may do that to keep the church big. They want a lot of audience. But as more and more come, because they like balloons or something, they and they're not so hard-nosed that they don't even know the truth as they should. And I know I was as I was getting ready to come up here, I admit I was a bit nervous. But we have, we all have the Holy Spirit in us, being baptized. And I did a small prayer. You know, the Lord helped me out to not be so shaky and nervous coming up here. And if we're speaking truth, the Holy Spirit, of course, will assist us. And it's always good when someone is talking about God. And we all deserve death. And God provides a way that we cannot die. Second death, that is. And it is our job to assist others, tell them the truth, tell them the danger, that the condition they're in, that they are doomed unless they believe and they keep the truth and are baptized. And this computer, it took a while to load up here. Me and my dad were talking about, because I said it was the beast. It has a Pentium 2 processor, which if most of you don't know what that is, it's a fairly old processor. And if you put up a Pentium 1 and a Pentium 4, which Pentium 4 is faster, if you put them up against each other, you open up Word at the same exact time, there's no real difference in the speed. There may be a millisecond of a speed difference, that the Pentium 4 will be slightly faster. And the world is going the exact same place. Some may be going faster than others. They are doing more to essentially kill themselves by whatever it may be. They're all going to the same place. The two computers are both opening up Word. And unless we can change it, unless you click on, say, Internet Explorer, it's going to do the same exact thing. And it's our, I heard Sam Dick a long while back, he said, how come when we get baptized and we come up, we're dead? Because it'd be a lot easier. And that's the truth. It'll be a lot easier. But we still have a job that we need to do. Now, I'm going to do something I've never really done before. I'm going to need a volunteer. Anybody want to volunteer? All right, Andy.
Ben was volunteering himself.
Oh.
You really need the one, I'll do.
Come up here and stand next to me.
Last words I'll ever hear.
Now, I want you to do something, not outlandish or anything. I want you to do something with your hands, like do something kind of crazy, but not to where it's like in your face crazy. You guys want? I want you to change it up a little bit, like every few seconds. Galatians 5:6-8. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision. But faith which worketh by love, ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? The persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. You can sit down now. Now, how many of you... I got a question for you. You ain't got to raise your hand or anything, if you don't want to. But how many of you were focused on Ben and what he was going to do? Like, what's he going to do next with his hands, you know? How many of you were focused on that instead of me? See, I was reading a scripture. How many of you didn't even know I was reading a scripture? See, we cannot be, you know, let's read this again. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision. But faith, which worketh by love, ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. Now, for those of you that were focused on him, he hindered you from hearing me. Why are you being a distraction? Come on. We can tend to get distracted either by the world or the devil. We'll put out temptations. And so how many of you have been distracted by a volleyball game or a football game or by someone or the World Cup is happening now? Or maybe by a concert or something like that. How many of you have been distracted? You had to do something else, so you didn't want to go to church because there was, say, a game on. Now, we should always be striving towards that one goal of, well, not one goal. We should be always striving to save others and to finally reach that home in heaven. We should always be setting good examples. Thank you for your time.